You got a good challenge for us ahead, and so far this morning, players and coaches have really approached the day very well. I mean, extremely well, with their attention to detail on the practice or on the game plan. And I'm pretty adamant about staying the course. If I learned one thing from Coach Knoll, it was that when things don't go exactly right, it's not time to change things. It's time to do things better. And we need to do that. We need to our preparation and our execution. Those are all things, and I'm including us as coaches, that we can all just continue to try to do things the best we can and do things better. Because if we don't, you know, we can see the results. They have not been good. So this team's prepared. I mean, I think we've moved on. We have to. That's part of the NFL. You have to move on and get ready for the next opponent. And I think these guys are ready to do that. Well, we'll see here in the practice today is a good judge of where we're at. The tempo with the pads on, the level of contact, especially when we get in the 9-on-7 drill. Look forward this morning in the meeting, the team meeting. If all eyes were on first John Bonamigo and then me when I had the team meeting, they're definitely in focus. They're not in any panic mode after two games. I think they realize that there's a number of stories of teams that have started out like we have that have ended in good results, and they heard them, and that's from players in that locker room. That's from coaches, that's from me as a player and as a coach. You know, not the start you want to have, but good finishes, and that's what we're going to work for. You dig a little deeper, you look, maybe, and sometimes you overanalyze some things. You know, we were very good on third down the first game. We've been very good on third down since we've been here. We feel like we're a good third down team. And I feel like we've been a good third down team where we've been for the last 10 years. And then all of a sudden, you don't convert one third down, and you start, what the heck is, you know, so we were here longer than we were the week before on third down. I mean, those are things you just tend to do. What do we got to do better to make sure that doesn't happen again? That certainly, I'm sure, helped the pro-style offense. You know, his time there, going back for the year, I think helped him develop into what he is today. I think I've been very impressed watching him on tape. He does not look like a rookie quarterback on tape. He's very confident in what he's doing. You don't see a lot of mistakes on his part. Very accurate, very mobile, and very, very accurate on the run. So that's, you know, you got to contain this guy, and you got to cover your guys long. You know, you can't have a breakdown in that because he's very mobile. And but I would say his experience at Stanford has definitely made a difference. And him being able to start off as fast as he has. That's any time a quarterback can, you've seen it over, you know, over time. We talked about the Roethlisberger because his coordinator, Bruce Arians, was in Pittsburgh. How that guy has been able to extend plays in a different way with his physical nature, not being able to be brought down. This guy can get out of the pocket and be effective running if he has to. I mean, he wants to throw it. That's the problem. I mean, if he's got somebody open, we're not staying on our coverage. It can be a problem if we don't keep him contained in the pocket. Well, we got to be a little more disciplined with our roles. Basically, the good thing about the game was when we had similar runs, similar defenses called, and we were where we were supposed to be. We really had negative or zero gain plays or minimal, you know, not four or more yards. And if we had one guy and one guy out of 11 is big on defense, not in the place they're supposed to be, and against a good team that has a running style that looks for just the smallest of creases, you can get gashed. And we just got to be more disciplined. And that's the seven, and that's the secondary as well as far as our angles that we talked about this morning. Discipline with our angles of tackles, seeing the tackles. You know, we're missing too many. I don't know if we're closing our eyes or what, but we're missing too many open field. We got to wrap up and see ourselves make the tackle. A lot of it's just discipline, and
guys are like maybe trying to make the plate too much instead of doing something.
Yeah, I mean that's not good in Ed. That's not good on any of the phases. If you're trying to do anything other than what you're supposed to do, then it's you're going to affect, for an example, an alignment. One simple thing, even before the ball snapped, if a guy is not aligned right, somebody else is going to adjust off of you wrong. And now you got two guys out of place, and that creates a crease without even snapping the ball. We got to be aligned. I mean, everything's got to be just precise. And that's what we're working on, make sure that happens. I think you can. I really think you can because of the drill. You know, we still do 9-on-7 that we did in training camp. We do a perimeter run, which is a hard outside action runs, you know, the stretch plays, the toss cracks, the things we're getting week in and week out. And we're doing them at a good tempo. I mean, we practice at a good tempo. It obviously can't be at game speed, but it's fast enough to be able to make sure you're in the right holes and fit the right gaps. You can wrap up on ball carriers. We just don't take them down to the ground. We never have. The only time we did it was in that first half of the scrimmage. So we can practice being around there. We can practice good angles, all those things. We can still practice that regardless of the CBA. Well, it's interesting because of the new coaching staff, where everybody's kind of come from. Baltimore mentality defensively and even special teams, because the special teams coach came from Baltimore. So, I mean, all three schemes are different than everybody has seen for the last 10 years or longer. And, I mean, completely different. You're getting a Pittsburgh-based offense with Bruce Arians. You've seen a lot of things there where there are shifts and motions and bunches and stacks, you know, the things that you're not used to seeing with an Indianapolis offense. Running, they call the mash play, double teams across the board. You know, just doing a lot of things differently, which is expected with a new offense. Defensively, going from the 4-3 to the 3-4, there's some guys that are doing different, you know. You got linebackers now that were former defensive ends and happen to be really good at it, like a Mathis, who now can be matched up on tight ends and running backs. If you don't game plan correctly, you could have some serious mismatches, and he has taken advantage of it. It hasn't changed his productivity yet. I mean, he's had a number of hits. He's got three sacks, but he's had probably a dozen hits on the quarterback from a stand-up position. They've just got, it's just a different scheme. And then special teams as well. You got a brand new coordinator who's never been a coordinator, and you got an assistant who's one of my favorites, who was here, Brent Boyer, who I think is going to be a good special teams coach. But it's just everything is new there, and they're doing pretty good for all new schemes.